You're listening to Give Yourself Some Leeway with me, your host, Eugene Lee. I've spent the last 4 years trying to discover how to break the burnout cycle. And as a high achiever in a fast-paced world, I know how easy it is to slip back into old habits, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and left behind. If you're anything like me, then you need to hear this. Burning out is not your fault. Yes, you can recover from burnout. And the post-burnout growth is not only real, but it feels amazing. This podcast is dedicated to helping break the stigma around mental health in the workplace, ending burnout culture for good, and the action steps that you can take today towards your personal growth and success. So let's do it. How do you respond when you find yourself in a highly stressful or overwhelming situation? For instance, someone comes to you in a meeting with a lot of new information and catches you off guard and wants you to make a snap decision right there and then. How do you respond? Do you get defensive? Do you start acting aggressively? Why is this information only being brought to me now? Why do you want me to make a decision right now? And you end up making an emotionally charged decision that might affect your relationship with someone else or have long-term consequences down the line for your business. Or it might affect how you respond to your team, because when they come to you with new information, you act out of emotions rather than taking a step back and reassessing and reevaluating that information with a clear, stable and conscious mind. One tool that comes in really useful when it comes to making clear decisions when you find yourself highly stressed, emotionally charged, or overwhelmed is a technique called sensory grounding. And this is different from that physical grounding where you go out barefoot on grass or soil or sand. This is a type of grounding that can be done anywhere, whether you're outside or in the office or on your coffee break or even during a meeting. This is a type of grounding you can do anywhere that helps you to become more mindful and present in the moment so that you can reassess all that information and not let your emotions get the better of you. So this technique is also known as the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. And the first step is you look for five things that you can see in the room. For instance, if you're in a meeting, what color is the wall? What color is the ceiling? What pattern is on the carpet? Is there a whiteboard or a computer screen? What color is the text? Think of five things you can see in the room. Now, acknowledge four things that you can touch. Feel the texture of your shirt. Feel the tabletop. How smooth is a tabletop in front of you? Feel the texture of your fingertips, the grip between your fingertips. As you rub them together, can you feel how warm they are? Maybe you're wearing a bracelet or a watch. Can you feel the cold metal of the clasp of the bracelet or the watch? Now, try to isolate three things you can hear. It could be the hum of the air conditioning. It could be the hum of the motor of a projector or the computer. It could be other people's voices, how they talk, what is their tone. Think of two things you can smell. Can you smell the air around you? Can you smell the coffee in your cup? Think of one thing that you can taste. Acknowledge one thing you can taste right now. Maybe you have taken a sip of water. Maybe you're chewing on some gum. or you can taste the coffee in your mouth, or the remnants of what you had for breakfast or lunch. Thinking of all these things, it may seem silly at first. Again, with most of these techniques, people think that they are ridiculous, but it's taken your focus away from that overload of information, all of these sensory exposure that you've had, and that's caused the overwhelm. Now you've taken control to think of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it gives you a moment to be fully present. And now acknowledge that information, all that new information that's come in from a different perspective, with a clear mind. And not only does this technique help you find more control, but it can help to lower your heart rate, help you relax, stop acting from a place of fight or flight. It helps to improve your concentration so that you can focus solely on one task if there is an information overload. So next time that you feel overloaded or overwhelmed by what's going on around you, if you feel that you're procrastinating on a task and you want to get back to your center of focus, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, could you please leave a 5 stars and a review on whichever platform you're listening to this, because it helps it reach more people who may need to hear this. Because I'm not doing this to serve me. I'm here for you. If what I have to say helps impact one person's life, then it's worth it. That's my goal. To impact that one person who needs me the most right now. If you want to dive deeper, or maybe have a conversation about this episode, or hear more about what we do here at Leeway, you can reach out to me at giveyourselfsomeleeway.com. You can book a call. Let's have a chat. You can send me an email at eugene@leeway.ie, or send me a voice note on Instagram at eugene.leeway. Until next time, take care.